咱今仔日的经文是记载伫约翰福音第四章二十五节到二十六节。
Our scripture this morning is found in the book of John, chapter 4. We'll be reading from verse 25 until verse 26.
请咱大家记起，咱来用一个敬畏的态度来参加读上帝话。约翰四章二十五节，附近人讲：“我知影，弥赛亚就是个称作基督的要来。伊来了，的确将一切的事拢甲阮讲。”耶稣讲：“这个甲你讲话就是伊。”
Please remain standing. Let us read together. The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming.He who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to her, "I speak to you and he." These are the words of our Lord.
主你兄弟姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
今仔真正水约个，你看到个两个咧读圣经的是快白快惊。
You know that the two Bible readers were God's Father and God's Son.
真少看到快爸快囝咧读圣经，同时读圣经。
Very rare to see godparents with their godchildren reading the verse together.
我是爱代表我甲我的家庭啊，甲阮妈妈啊，共咱每一位讲多谢啊，阮爸爸昨日见面。
On behalf of my family, thank you to everyone for the messages concerning my dad's passing away yesterday.
恁的祈祷、恁的支持、恁的同在。
Your prayer and support are truly appreciated by your family.
昨日时阵，阮真正无闲的时阵，有讲上下要见下要讲。
Yesterday, we were talking about who would preach today.
照常是排了是应该是我。
Well, I was really scheduled to preach today.
但是因为阮爸爸过敏，所以有要换去。应该是 Bonnie 团队。
But because of what happened yesterday, Pastor Bonnie was supposed to replace me.
但是切袂合适。
But we couldn't work it out.
所以到落尾，搁再是我。
So in the end, it is still me.
所以有人 text 我讲，你真是有法无
？So someone texted me and said, "Can you really do it?"
迄阵啊，我唔知要怎答你，我真是我唔知啊，看我真是有法还是无。
And I really didn't know how to reply to him because I didn't know whether I was up to it or not.
但是我备办了。
But I was done preparing.
但是我无时间通去温习，还是无时间通去看。
But I had no time to review.
但是感谢主，因为伊恩典够额，互咱用。
But thank God, His grace is enough.
今仔透早，因为我代志都来讲。
Because I really have to preach today.
所以我今仔透早起来。
So I woke up early this morning.
因为大师读讲了，所以国前咪让我去读圣经，教上帝话。
So I reviewed my notes this morning.
那有什么安慰？就是是伫上帝话里面。
And in any difficulty, truly, peace can be found in God's word.
今仔看第圣经早多，有法通安慰我恩望也是有法通安慰每一个人。
Today our short verse gave me a lot of comfort, and in the same way, I hope you will be comforted by these verses.
好不咧？国前咪咱来读上帝话句时阵咧，国前咪求上帝拍开咱的心目，可能看到伊话句的奇妙。
So shall we read God's word once again?
咱三合祈祷。
Let's pray.
特别上帝叫你各自买透过圣灵，和阮透过你的话语看到主耶稣，和阮看到主耶稣的时阵，和阮心内会得到安定，和阮心内和阮的信心会得到加强。阮将阮的敬拜交托在你，安尼祈祷上主耶稣名求，阿门。你知哦，人哦，人话咧也侪名啦。
You know, people have several names.
咱特别咱人伫菲律宾咧哦，你出世的时阵，你差不多无偌久，你差不多有两个名，至少有两个名。
Especially for the Filipino Chinese, you at least have two names.
头一个是你出世的时阵，甲你伫你的 birth certificate 好的名，一个是你的 legal name。
The first name is the legal name found in your birth certificate.
Then, in which this is Lan Nang, you like to study Otang, you talk about this Lan Nang name.
Now, because you're Chinese and you go to a Chinese school, you also have a Chinese name.
So, I have two names.
So, I have at least two names.
My legal name is Terence Chua Lim.
So, my legal name is Terence Chua Lim. Now, on my first flight to Hong Kong.
进入了香港，你都签一个 immigration 啦，哈，一个基金的，
Before entering Hong Kong, you have to fill up an immigration card.
In Chinese,
and there, in the immigration card, there is a portion to write your name, and also the Chinese.
Terence Lim.
So I wrote Terence Lim. But I also saw that there was a Chinese portion. So I also wrote my Chinese name. So when I arrived at the immigration officer, something happened. So he asked me, which one is your name? And he was speaking in Cantonese.
Both is me.
So I told him, both is me. Thank God I was able to enter Hong Kong. So for Chinese, Filipino Chinese, we at least have two names. Now at home, I also have another name. Now because my grandmother is Chinese in the purest sense, she couldn't pronounce the letter R.
So my name is Terence.
So my name is Terence. She is not able to pronounce R in
Terence.
So if you have grandparents here and you ask them to pronounce my name, their pronunciation would be approximately what my grandmother calls me. So how does my grandmother call
me?
Because she can't pronounce R, she pronounces my name as Tennis. And after hearing it, I said, I don't like hearing my name pronounced. So grandmother, don't call me
Tennis.
But no matter how you teach her, she can't pronounce R. So we made Tennis shorter.
Ten.
There is still an N, but then it becomes Ten. So at home, everybody started calling me
Ten.
So if one day you go to our house and you hear people calling me Ten Ten, don't be surprised. It's because my grandmother is not able to pronounce R and it became Ten Ten. Now, back in the church in
Pasay,
the young people seem to have a difficulty speaking the entire name.
And when they become
close with you, they want to shorten your name. So because I served there for 14 years, they started calling me Ayate.
So I didn't pass Lim Tuanto, Lim Boksulo, Asi Tenteno Impakwa.
So if you go to Pasay and you ask them, where's Pastor Terence, Reverend Lim, they will not know who that is. But if you tell them Ayate or Brother Te, they know who it is. Now the first time I heard someone call me Ayate or Brother Te, I was irritated. It didn't sound nice.
And I asked
my wife to help me change this culture, but it didn't. It still persists up to today. Now when I arrived in
Malabon,
a lot of you called me Reverend Terence or Terence Boksu. Now the people in Pasay never called me this.
So
they had a hard time even saying the entire word Terence. So where did this Terence Boksu come from? If we're going to make it shorter, it should simply be Reverend Lim. But using Reverend Lim, there are two limbs, Reverend Lims in our church, so it might be confusing. We don't know whether it's the older one or the younger one. So in the end, someone came up with Reverend Terence or Terence Boksu. Now, also there was a time I was required to teach in seminary.
Historical theology.
So I taught the topic historical theology.
In kyowa prof T.
They called me prof.
Ko bohi ke title professor lago bisi doctorate ko. Tasi I hoy haksang kyowa prof T. Ko kateo T.
Now I'm not a professor because I don't have a doctorate yet, but they called me prof T.
这个无上庙哦，在荷兰在呀，看伫多一个所在，是咪情形叫咱
？Now these different names show what different societies or what different portions of our own society call us.
我相信你会明白我，可是因刚才你那是跟我相反做名啦。
I believe you understand because just like me, you probably have several names.
有一寡庙无什么意思。
Now some names don't have meaning.
我什么 T 咯 T 咯，无意思。
You know T and T, they don't mean anything.
有一寡庙我爱。
Now there are names I like.
我爱个 Prof 个，无爱个 T.
I like the Prof, but I don't like the T. 哦，
我爱个牧师个，无爱个 T.
I like the Reverend, but I don't like the T.
但是因为还是人给咱好个名。
But because these names are given to us by people,
上帝也是也做名，也是也做称呼。
Now Jesus also had several names,
但是伊甲咱无相。
But there is one big difference.
伊个称呼，伊个名是也有意思。
His name and his title has meaning.
甚至咱若用时间来读，看伊是一位明白伊的名是甚物的时阵，咱应该会得到安慰，甲得到感激。
In fact, if we carefully study the meaning behind his names, we will get comfort.
今仔咱的圣经只有两节，但是咱会看到伊有两个名。
Today, our passage today covers only two verses, but we will see two names in these verses.
有两个称呼。
He has two names.
头一个咱来看哦。
The first,
这个是撒玛利亚妇人人甲主耶稣的对话。
This is the conversation between the Samaritan woman and Jesus.
这个妇人人讲，我知影弥赛亚就是迄个称做基督的要来，伊来了，的确将一切的代志甲阮讲。耶稣讲，这甲你讲的就是伊。
Now the woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will tell us all things. But Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. Now the hope of the Samaritans and the Jews is for the Messiah to return. The Samaritan woman said, one day the Messiah will come and he will tell us everything. Why would she say this? Because the Bible says so. In Deuteronomy
18:18,
Moses states that one day a prophet will come and will tell them everything.
So, 无论是犹太人还是撒玛利亚人，因相信了有一日，这个先知就是弥赛亚会来到因的中间，会跟伊讲一切。
So, both the Samaritans and the Jews believe that one day this prophet, who is the Messiah, will come.
但是，咱要注意看是主怎么回答伊。
But what we want to take note is how Jesus replied to her.
主回答伊讲，这个你讲的就是伊啊。
Jesus replied, the one you talk about, it is me, it is I am.
I who speak to you am he, is he. Or,
Now in English, the exact verse is, I who speak to you am he. Please take note that in the English, there is the word am he.
咱真正清楚的讲，这个撒玛利亚妇人是咧指教，伊咧仰望这个弥赛亚要来。
Now what is very clear to us is that the Samaritan woman was hoping, was waiting for the Messiah to come.
真正清楚看到的是讲，主耶稣讲，我是个弥赛亚。
And it is very clear to us that Jesus revealed himself to the Samaritan woman.
这个是英文汉文版的翻译，圣经版荷兰其实。
This is something that the English and Chinese translations made us readily understand. But in the original text, this was not the exact translation. How did Christ reply to the Samaritan woman? The actual translation would be, I am he. In English, there is the additional word he.
这个是英文翻译人哦，加上的，加上，和人和个英文较顺利讲啊。
But that is something added for grammatical purposes.
汉文是照英文版来翻译，该说讲伊啊。
Now the Chinese translation followed the English translation, so there was this word
he. Ego emi, I am. I am.
But in Greek it was simply ego emi, I am. In John, this ego emi, this I am, is very important.
Ego emi, Now,
earlier, Elliot showed us the conversation or the reply between Moses and God. When God revealed himself to Moses, Moses said,
Who are you?
And God revealed himself through Hebrew.
Is he YHWH?
He is YHWH. Now, because we can't pronounce it, we call him
Jehovah.
We call him Yahweh or Jehovah. But what is the meaning of the name in Hebrew? It is that.
Is it I am who I am?
It is I am who I am.
So
who is God? What is the name of God? Now, Yahweh is the translation in Chinese.
Ego emi si I am.
Ego emi means I am.
So you Thai lang kap somebody who somebody lang song ya so kong gua jiu si I am si zun gua si ego emi si zun. Ike si tua tai zi ya.
So to the Jews and the Samaritans, when Jesus said ego emi I am, that was of great importance.
Ibo kong gua si ego Messiah.
He didn't say I am ego Messiah.
Ego gua si I am Messiah. But im siya ni kong ikong ego emi. Ike si siyong te miya.
He didn't say, I am ego Messiah. I am Messiah. No, he simply said, I am, I am.
Ego emi kai ego emi si simi isu.
Emi, ego emi kai ego emi. What does it truly mean?
To si la hanbun yaso si li kong isi zu yu o, zu zai, yin zai e siyong te.
It is saying that he is the everlasting, all standing, all existing God. It means that he was not created by man or any other thing, but rather he is all existing. It also means that he is forever, he is everlasting. He will not change. The Bible says that all things will one day pass away. But His word, regardless of one letter or one line, will never change. Why will God's word never change? Because He Himself is an everlasting, unchanging God. And true enough, when we face difficulties, we understand that things change. Everything changes. People change. Husbands change. Wives change. People get old. People pass away. But our God doesn't change. He stays the same. Our God is true to us. He is everlasting, all existing, and this is the God who Jesus claims to be. Now in John, Christ several times revealed himself to be I am. He is exalted. Earlier we sang, He is exalted. It speaks about God lifting His one and only Son. And we sang how His name stands above all names. And we sang how everyone will fall down and submit when we worship him. And we are not only exalting anybody, but we are exalting this God, this Jesus Christ. And in John, Jesus Christ several times used the term ego emi to introduce himself.
And
some people say there were at least seven times when Jesus introduced himself as this Jehovah. However, others say it is eight. Now, the eighth time is this conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman. Remember when Christ first approached the Samaritan woman and he told her, I am the living water. But there are several other instances in John. John 6:35. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. John 8:12 and John 9:5, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. John 10:7-9, I am the gate. John 10:11-14, he says, I am the good shepherd. In chapter 11, verse 25, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. John 14:6, he says, I am the truth and the life. And John 15:1-5, he says, I am the true vine. You know, all these descriptions of Christ in the New Testament were taken from the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, he's described as the gate, and Jesus calls himself the gate. In the Old Testament, David cries out to God as his good shepherd, and in the New Testament, Christ claims to be the good shepherd. In the Old Testament, God was their manna, their bread. And in the New Testament, Jesus is the bread of life. In the Old Testament, God was their life. And in the New Testament, Jesus claims that he is the resurrection and the life. In the Old Testament, only God can revive someone from the dead. In the New Testament, Jesus claims he is the resurrection and the life. In the Old Testament, they pray that the tree may be everlasting. In the New Testament, Jesus claims to be the true vine. Now, the Jesus Christ, you know, is not a mere man. The Jesus Christ you and I know is the everlasting, all-powerful, all-existing God. When you and I face difficulties, we know that our God is still in control. When people leave you, when problems seem so great, our God is there to be depended on. And this is what Jesus Christ was telling the Samaritan woman. And perhaps the Samaritan woman, after hearing this, did not understand it.
I am that I am.
But reading the passage, it is clear that Jesus reveals himself to be I am. Now, not only did Jesus Christ reveal himself as the I am, but he also revealed himself as the Messiah. Now, in Hebrew, we know that the Messiah, the word term Messiah, comes from Hebrew, which was translated into Greek.
So the
term Messiah or Christ means
to be anointed.
Anointed one. So when we say Christ, it means that he is someone who was anointed. Oftentimes when we hear the word Messiah, in our mindset, this is our Savior. But in the Jewish and Samaritan community, their thinking is different. An anointed person is someone who was selected by God. And what work is required to be anointed? Now, not everyone is anointed by God. If you look at the history in the Bible, who are the people who were anointed? It is true that every person who was anointed in the Bible is called the Messiah. But for the Jews, the Samaritans, and us today, what we are hoping for is that one day, a new Messiah is coming. And this Messiah that everyone is hoping for is the one who will encompass everything else that is
supposed.
So to the Jews, what is a work that is anointed? Who are the anointed ones in the Bible? Well, first of all, if you want to be the king of the Jews, you have to be an anointed person. When Saul was tasked to be the king, he was anointed. When David was asked to be king, he was also anointed. So, to be a king, you have to first be anointed. What else? Second is to become a high priest. To be a high priest, you have to be selected by God. So, you also have to be anointed first before you become a high priest. What else? Is there anything else?
And I look at your
faces and it seems you don't know these things, but I hope you know them now. The third is prophets.
So in the 圣经旧约里面，受膏之后的职位有三位。
So in the history of the Bible, the anointed ones belong to these three positions.
要做王，要做大祭司，跟要做先知。
A king, a high priest, and the prophet.
但是因有一日因 犹太人、撒玛利亚人及基督徒是希望要看到这三位置是伫一个人的心中。But
the Jews, the Samaritans, and the modern people are all hoping for a Messiah who will one day embody all three positions.
所以当咱的目睭看到主耶稣的时阵，So
when our eyes look upon Christ,
咱讲伊是弥赛亚。When
we say he is the Messiah,
当咱讲伊是弥赛亚的时阵，When
we say that he is the Messiah, our definition should not only be as a Savior. Yes, it is true, He saved us from sin. But the meaning of Messiah also means King. And it means that when He is King, He will one day come and rule. He will use love and justice to rule. This is our hope. He is also a high priest. He is a Messiah anointed by God to be our high priest. What is the work of a high priest? The work of a high priest is to become our mediator. To stand between God and us. To help us to be able to come before God. And for God to come to us. But He is also a prophet. Because He is the Word of God who came to us. Do you remember how John introduced Christ? John chapter 1, verse
1.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. When Christ told the Samaritan woman, I am, the Samaritan woman realized that he was not merely her Savior. It is true, He did save us. But He is not only that. As a Messiah, He is also our King. He is also our High Priest. And He is our Prophet. So when we gaze upon Jesus, we are able to receive comfort. Because everything we ever needed is in Him. All of our hopes and dreams are with Him.
You see,
He died. Now, if someone died and didn't come again, didn't come back again, then there would be no issue. But He rose again. So we can believe everything He says. Earlier I said that everything changes, but God's Word does not change. Every iota, every line stays the same.
Lawyer, not one iota.
A point is an iota.
And
the line is what we call a dalet. It is very small. You might not see it.
So, 主耶稣说,
but Christ says, not even an iota or a line of my word will ever change.
主耶稣说,
brothers and sisters, people will change. Husbands change, wives change.
有时会变心吗?
Sometimes their hearts change.
有时头毛毛没变,
even if we don't want our hair to change, it changes.
对我变成白,变成黄,变成赤,可以变。
From black to white to gray.
有时这前年人我说用一个term, term, forever.
Now the young people love to use a term called forever.
我浪 forever 是大物。
But there's no forever with people.
我们特别的教会，我们知道，也有用的啊三撇的时阵。
Especially when people are in the dating stage.
经常讲啊，我永远要听你。
People will say, "I will forever love you."
啊，在菲律宾那个无影了。
Now in the Philippines, that is not true.
在菲律宾啊，你知道每年哦。 婚姻每年哦结婚的人婚姻要签婚姻无效，伫法庭签婚姻无，是至少200几千的夫妇啊。Do
you know that in the Philippines, petitions for annulment arise in about 200,000 cases per year?
哦，这个律师在啊。The
lawyer knows this.
所以我们是凊彩讲啊，伊底下证明啊。So
I am not simply saying this. He is here to guarantee it.
你知道1996年哦，在咧。
1996, petitions for annulment did not surpass
1,000.
But now, we 10 years later, there were more than 100,000.
Forever?
Wala. There's no such thing as a forever.
Sige si hunin buhaw niya.
And this is only petitions for annulment.
Lan niya ko bele kong declaration of nullity pa.
And we're not talking about declarations of nullity.
Lan bele kong legal separation.
We're not talking about legal separation. There's even more of this. But we have a God who is forever.
So
if you want to trust someone, it is only Him. So what can we apply from this passage? I encourage everyone to have a patient heart. True faith is patient. It gives, and it is more difficult for us who are impatient. But we have to practice a patient faith. Because oftentimes we do not see it. In the Bible, we see several times patient faith being practiced. Let me give you some examples. When Adam and Eve sinned, God provided skin for animal skin for them to wear. And God promises that one day a Messiah will come to save them. Adam and Eve practiced patient faith. God revealed to Abraham. And when Abraham understood, God told Abraham that through his line, a Messiah will come. In Genesis 15:6, when Abraham believed God, God chose him.
Called him righteous.
Because Abraham believed that God will will send out a Messiah. But Abraham also practiced patient
faith.
Because the Messiah will not come in his generation. And in the Old Testament, every prophet required patient faith. They had to be patient that God's Messiah was coming. In crisis time, a lot of people were waiting for the Messiah. The Bible clearly tells us Simeon, Anna, and Elizabeth were waiting among others. They were all waiting for the time to see the Messiah. And they also required a patient faith. When Christ revealed himself to the Samaritan woman, from Adam and Eve, Abraham, the prophets, to Simeon, Anna, and Elizabeth, all of them practiced patient faith in waiting for the Messiah. Now, do you know that our faith right now is different from their faith? Because we already saw the Messiah. But we still require patient faith. Because right now, the Messiah we are waiting for is one who will come back as a king, as a priest, and as a prophet. When he first came, he came to save us. But on his second coming, he will be an all-encompassing Messiah who is all king, priest and prophet.
咱无需要请求雇佣来听候这个弥赛亚，因为咱弥赛亚一咱明白这个弥赛亚是几罪。
We don't need to wait for the Messiah like in the Old Testament because he already came and we know who he is.
咱所需要，咱所应该都吞有的吞顿的信心是听候主的第二麦过来。
What we need to patiently wait for is His second coming.
So, when we have this faith,
so may you and I truly have this patient faith to wait for Him. And know that death and everything else in this world cannot overcome His power. The passage today, this morning, early this morning, spoke to me, and I hope it speaks to you as well. May this everlasting, all-powerful God be with you. And may Christ, who is our Messiah, be your King, Prophet, and Priest. Let us not forget who he is in Revelations. In Revelations, he is described as the Lion of Judah and the Lamb who sits on the throne. This is our Christ. Do you know what a lion does? A lion is a king. And Christ calls himself the Lion of Judah. But at the same time, he is also the Lamb. And this King is willing to be the Lamb, the sacrificial Lamb for you and me. And God places this Lamb on his throne. So this is our comfort. We are comforted because our King is not someone who is unknown to us or who does not care about us, but rather he is the King who, despite his greatness, sacrifices himself and now sits on the throne of God. Yesterday, a lot of people messaged me or texted me with their condolences. And one of them was beautiful. It was a message in Facebook. And my wife said it was beautifully written. But after reading it, I couldn't sleep. I slept earlier yesterday, but still I couldn't really find peace. It's not because of today's preaching, but because of what I read. Because it was so beautifully written, but there was one word that I did not agree with.
I'm sorry for your loss.
He wrote, I'm sorry for your loss. In the end, I replied to him. Thank you for your comforting message. But the one thing that wouldn't let me sleep is my father is not lost. I know that he meant that it was my loss towards my dad. But my dad didn't have a loss.
In fact,
he was found by Christ. He didn't get lost, but rather he was found. He is already found by God, and I know where he is. I know he is in a better place. I know he is with a God who he deeply loves. And the funny thing about my parents is they have their own differences. In the same way, me and my wife, we have our own differences. Me and my dad are the same. We hate the heat. My wife and my mother are the same, but opposite to us, they hate the cold.
So I gum papa kabu mama hasyong in utampo e tieng pian e so zai si kwan bi kui dian ki asi bo be.
So one of the common arguments my parents had is whether or not they will open the air conditioning.
但是你忙想说，我甲我太太伫开电器甲无开电器，阮有争辩，因阮较少。
But I want to be clear, me and my wife, we rarely fight about the air conditioning unit.
因为上帝知影我的软弱啊。
Because God knows my
hardship.
So He gave me three kids,
拢总惊热啊。
Who all do not like the heat.
所以四个对付一个哦，大事呀。
So when four go against one, we always win.
红对付无输啊。
If it is merely a husband going against a wife, the husband will lose.
但是三个囝加上一个红哦，会赢无。But
if you have the backup of three kids, you may win.
所以，我四个囝都爱，我太太惊寒，伊无法度开冷气，要怎啊？
So my wife is left with no choice but to open the air conditioning unit. Now, oftentimes my wife would put a blanket over our children.
And,
but in just a few moments, the kids will kick the blanket away. Now, those who don't like the heat, you know
that.
So, when in the morning, my wife would have four blankets over her. And while all of us did not have blankets. She's very happy because she's warm. But we're also happy, so we rarely have arguments. But my parents have this argument more commonly. But thank God in His presence, when we go to Him, we do not need to fear heat nor cold. Why? Because Christ is everything to us. He is our air conditioning,
the temperature,
temperature for all of us. If you want heat, He is your heat. If you want coldness, He is your
cold.
If you want someone to hug, He is your teddy bear. And if you want someone to wake you up, He will be your waking up.
So, 愿主透过这个圣经，让我讲，愿你甲我有主耶稣。
So, through His word, may Christ reveal to us that He is with us.
因为伊是自由永在的上帝。
Because He is an everlasting God.
伊是弥赛亚，伊是你甲我的王，伊是你甲我的大祭司，你甲我的先帝。
Because He is the Messiah, He is our King, our Prophet, and our Priest. May God help us. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for all the times that You have been with us. Lord, we sincerely apologize for the times that we failed to understand that You are not only our Savior, but also our King, our Prophet, and our Priest, O Lord. You truly deserve the greatest respect and the greatest honor in this world. Lord, we pray, Lord, for Reverend Terrence right now as his family goes through this difficult time, O Lord, but we know that You will comfort them as the Lion of Judah and the one and only Lamb, O Lord. In everything we give thanks to You. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Let us put our trust and our faith in the great I Am and our Messiah, Jesus Christ. Let us sing the song, Jesus Messiah.
He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become His righteousness. He humbled Himself and carried the so amazing, love so amazing, Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer.
all stand up as we sing this.
Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, rescue from sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah.
Let's receive the Lord's charge. May our ever existing God shed his love by causing our eyes to see Jesus, so that through the grace of our Lord Jesus, the I Am and our Messiah brings us the joy and steadfastness in our faith, hope, and salvation. And may the Holy Spirit enable us to bow in our knees and worship him for his glory and for our joy. 愿永存听爱上帝使咱互人看到耶稣基督。愿耶稣就是迄个自由应在的上帝，甲咱的弥赛亚，互咱的信心、恩望甲救恩来有喜乐甲坚定。愿圣灵帮助咱伫伊面前拍拜敬拜，因为伊是满有荣耀，一切为了伊的荣耀甲咱的喜乐。阿门。Please be seated. Let us read our monthly scripture passage. It's recorded in the book of Psalms 100, verse 1 to 2. Psalms 100, verse 1 and 2. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. 来听几点的报告。咱五月廿七到六月廿五，咱开始要推着回到多的世界来祈祷。咱不是只有推着基督徒徛伫回到多的所在的壁。乃是咱也是要找到每一位的会教导，给因有一趟机会来认捌着主耶稣。咱有一个 prayer booklet 个，咱有一趟去教父堂去阿推这个 30 days of prayer for the Muslim world 啊，伫下边。第二个是咱教会六月十一个，咱的教会周年。On June 11 is our church anniversary。咱有爱有举行这个沿海奉献咧 ，We would have a child dedication。上个有婴孩的，请咱去到咱的办公室，请 Marichi 来报名。If you have a child that loves to be dedicated, look for Marichi to be to register for this child dedication. Junior Youth Camp 2017, May 28 to 31, a reminder. Assembly time 是12点日到。有通吃，我相信大家准时哦。有通吃哦。Departure time 离开个。离开是一点半，请恁带恁家己的towels、Bible pen， 安听呢？免带衫。OK， 忙袂记，父母大师甲恁备份衫吼。咱的报告到这，咱的聚会到这，但是咱的团契做继续。